B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to a Rap Party podcast. It is just producer Nicole and I in the studio. Roy is out sick. He thinks he has strep throat, which is always good because we were all exposed to him. And Mainey is flying to New Jersey.
Does he have a morning
boys
flight?
Weekend.
Do we know?
I don't know. He said he was going to get up around 7 and then I think he said head to the airport. So I assume somewhere before 12. And then tonight he's supposed to go in the city with one of his buddies, which he doesn't want to do.
Yeah. Going into the city for him is not what it is for me.
Me neither. That's what I said. I was like, you don't want to go to the city? I was like, what?
Lame.
Totally. So it's just us this morning, which we had a little clean juice this morning. We hung out, got some shit done.
We did get shit done.
Mm-hmm. But while we were sitting here, quote unquote, getting shit done, producer Nicole showed me a TikTok from a bunch of the Olympians. And their cardboard, quote unquote, anti-sex beds.
Yeah. So and it's called Olympic Village, but it's where basically all the Summer Olympians are staying in Tokyo. And it started going viral because these athletes were posting their living arrangements on social media, and it is literally a bed frame made out of cardboard.
Which sounds really funny, and some of the Olympians are doing, like, belly flops on them, and I was fully prepared to see this bed collapse, but I guess they're really hard, and they are sturdy AF.
Yeah, and some of them were saying, like, on social media, I guess, I don't know, I mean, it all starts from one comment, and then it becomes a theory,
yeah,
and then people think it's facts, but they, I mean, I guess in any other given times, you get a bunch of hot Olympians together, and if they're single, then whatever. I mean, it's a one in a lifetime experience, so I'm sure there's some hooking up that goes on.
I heard, and I don't know, I can't remember what Olympics this is, but all I think about is like Ryan Lochte going to the Olympics and how
wasn't that Rio?
Yeah, and he got in trouble down mm-hmm. there. But one year, and I don't know if it was that Olympic or another Olympics, they were handing out condoms because there's so much hooking up in the Olympic Village, which, P.S., the Olympic Village, I didn't realize was like dorm rooms. Like, I thought these athletes were like, quote unquote, taken care of, that their countries were paying for them to be in like some high dollar grand,
nope,
like J.W. Marriott or something.
They're at like a frat ward.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so the theory started because it said that Olympic organizers were worried about coronavirus and the like transmission of just being close. So that's where that theory started, is saying that, oh, they have these cardboard beds, and someone started the false claim that when there's sudden movement or like impactful force, basically something other than sleeping, that it would break and it would snap. But so that's why all these Olympians are posting on TikTok of them jumping on the beds and flopping on the beds, is to debunk it. And really, Tokyo is just trying to be more environmentally friendly, which I guess makes sense because
they're recycled. It's all recycled.
Right. And who knows how many Olympians there are. I mean, to get metal or what wood or whatever bed frames are typically made out of, that's a lot of product.
Yeah.
And expensive, good for the environment, and probably also good for the Olympic wallet.
I would say so. But, you know, I think I, as far as TikTok goes, I am so badly trying to figure TikTok out, and I just can't figure it out, Nicole. I have like 725 followers, and some of my videos, so hold on. Where was my...
It's so hit or miss.
It is so crazy. And I can't figure out, like, the algorithms, if it's the time of day. So my very first video was a cocktail recipe. It got 3,500. Then I posted a video of Jackson, and it got, like, 800. Then there was a slow decline. And I was getting, like, 200, 150, 300 here. I sabered a bottle of champagne. I got 3,000. Then it went back down.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Down, and then I got 65,000.
Whoa.
On one video. And it was my chickpea salad video.
Yeah, recipes do very well.
Well, so then I was like, oh, great. I was like, I figured this thing out. So I posted another recipe and it got like 300 things. I'm like, I can't, I literally cannot figure this out. My broccoli salad did okay. My exploding bottle of champagne got like 3,000.
Yeah, it's tough. And I don't really know. Like, I posted something that I hopped on the trend. We did it in Portland. It was beautiful views. And I was just certain. I was like, oh, great. Freaking.
It's going to blow up.
Less than 400. And then my girlfriend, she posted literally just a panoramic view of the Oregon coast. And it got double that. And I was like, what? And I have like double the followers as her.
How many followers do you have?
Oh, like 200. Like, yeah. So,
but your videos are still doing good. Your videos are doing better than mine.
I get like, I average probably like right around like 250, 300 views. Not okay. Likes, but likes are a different story. I'm pretty sure for one, I got like 6 likes.
Oh, I don't even know if mine get likes or not. I have no idea.
It's hard, but I do know, like, I think there's something to hashtagging for you page. I think there's something there.
Wait, what do you mean hashtagging for you page? Like literally hashtagging FYP. Hashtag for you.
FYP.
FYP.
For you page.
Write that down.
Yeah.
Because I'm old.
Because sometimes, like, so if you go to the, Discover page, you'll see the trending hashtags. You'll see Olympic spirit, lead with love, raise a toast, don't quit your daydream.
Okay.
So those are your trending hashtags, so what people are doing.
Oh, hashtag tutorial. Okay. Yeah,
is,
I got it.
So what they're doing is they're using this hashtag like TikTok fan fest, or let's just say don't quit your daydream. So say that you posted a video, like a recipe video or whatever. You could still use the hashtag lead with love, hashtag raise a toast, hashtag Olympic spirit.
Yeah.
And because it's trending, I think that there's something to that. Even if your TikTok video isn't about the Olympics, you can still use that hashtag because it's trending. And so it has a better
reach to it.
Right.
Okay. So now I have a question because I think I did something to get me shadow banned on TikTok.
What?
So, you know the video that you posted today on the MRL show Instagram of my son Cash throwing the basketball up and it coming back down and hitting him in the face?
Yeah.
I posted that and it literally has 0 plays. 0.
When did you post it?
Like a week ago.
Oh, then yeah.
3 days ago.
Yeah.
But what did I do? Is it just because he gets hurt in the video?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sometimes.
So I should just take it down. And he didn't even really get hurt. I mean, that's the crazy thing.
So it says a TikTok shadow ban is temporary. Most users report a shadow ban not lasting more than 2 weeks.
And what do you get shadow banned for?
Oh, like, it also says one thing, and I didn't even know that this was a thing. One thing to try if you think you're experiencing a shadow ban is to switch to a pro account. This gives you access to analytics for your posts. You can see how people are finding your posts. If they are finding your post on their For You page, it will show up on your analytics.
So I guess I just need to delete this video in general.
Because sometimes, I don't know, like, if you scroll, but sometimes you'll scroll and you'll see somebody post a video and they'll say, posting this for the second time, don't shadow ban me.
Oh, hold on. Okay, so I just went to delete it and it said this video is taking a little longer to process. If you delete the video, it won't be able to be recovered. Your video is being processed. What the frick does that mean?
I don't know. Maybe just delete it and try again.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, sometimes, like,
The world needs to see it. It's funny.
It is really funny. But sometimes they do, like, if there's injury or, like, if something, because that video ends kind of suddenly.
Yeah.
So they don't know how it ended. So sometimes there are videos like that that get taken down because they just want to make sure nobody got hurt. Or you'll have a disclaimer at the bottom that I've seen a couple times where it goes, warning, the actions taken in this video could cause harm or injury.
Bodily harm.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Well, I guess you won't see it on my TikTok. So if you want to see Cashin playing basketball and it not going well, by the way, he's fine. It's on our Instagram at the MRL show. I think that's it. Do we have anything else to talk about today?
I don't think so.
We'll see if Roy's back tomorrow.
Fingers crossed.
Mm-hmm. All right. We'll see y'all.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.